Blog Talk Radio.
A couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connecting little towns with funny names. Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere? They've never drove through Indiana. This man who plowed that earth, planted that seed, busted his ass for you and me. You're caught a harvest moon in Kansas. They'd understand why God made those flyover states. I bet that mile long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. Like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a 3-day haul. Ropes and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first class seat on the plains of Oklahoma. With a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky, you think.
I can say about her, right, Emma?
Amen. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting to talk to you that early, so I'm out of it.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Don't judge.
As I was saying, today on the show, we have our dear friend, Carrie Ann Jean, about to talk with us about her a new single, It's Okay, which actually dropped on iTunes today. As a matter of fact, you know, we thoroughly enjoyed the last time Carrie Ann was on, and we can't wait to chat with her again. So without further ado, let's bring on the lovely and talented Miss Carrie Ann Jean. Hey, Carrie Ann.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome. Amazing. So good to be back.
You know,
excited about life. Your single came out today.
Oh my gosh, I'm so so excited.
You know,
for
that song I just played. Oh, that was your first surprise. That song I just played was your first surprise.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. Like, just so freaking well written. And I had the honor and pleasure of getting to talk with one of the writers, Michael Delaney, a few weeks back. And it's just, gosh, what a well-crafted song. I'm obsessed. It never
gets
old.
You know, and I'm a big Jason Aldean fan myself, so.
Isn't everybody? Yeah. What? Who's not?
Right, exactly. I agree.
I love everyone, okay? Like, I love everybody's music. Like, guilty pleasure, time to admit it. My song is Sad Bottom Girls by Queen. Like, that's my jam. That is my song. If it comes on the radio, like, you could hear my car for 10 miles because it goes up as loud as it will. Don't judge me, Cody, because you watch The Bachelor.
You gotta jam out. That's it. You have to do it.
Amen,
exactly,
girl.
You do. As I was saying before we brought you on, you're already off to a big year, aren't you?
Yeah,
oh my gosh. Yeah, it's shaping up to be a pretty huge year. I'm really excited. The feedback so far, just, you know, it's only been out for today, and I think they dropped it a little bit early last night, so some feedback from last night has just been so amazing, and my genies are incredibly supportive, and I'm really, really excited. I'm, like, just on cloud nine. I don't think it's really stuck in yet that I'm even on iTunes, which is, like, such a huge milestone for me to begin with. So, and it's a song I wrote by myself, which is even cooler.
Yeah.
You know, I bought it this morning, and I've been playing it constantly.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't bought it yet because I have 45 cents in my iTunes account. So I got to put my little more money in there. No, because
just
you guys 50 have
more cents. That's it. Just 50
yeah.
more cents.
No,
right
you know
there.
The hassle of, like, okay, when you know how when you make, like, your iTunes thing, you, like, put your credit card in there and stuff? Okay, so that card does not work anymore, and you have to, like, go through this hassle of, like, putting a whole new credit card information in, and then it wants to boot you back. Like, iTunes gets me heated, guys. I get angry at iTunes because it, like, boots you back to page one, and I'm like, shoot me now, please.
Technology, I tell you, I don't know if we're that much better off with it.
Exactly.
I know.
But, I mean, some days
yeah.
it's better off, some days you're not.
But when...
Yeah, well,
when,
in the meantime, before you buy it, you can listen to it on the video because I put the video out too today, so...
There you go.
And
I
recorded
it too
for you.
Over my credit card.
You know, retweeted that video too for you, Em. So just I check out my page and see it.
People sharing stuff with
Thank
me today.
You.
I feel so popular. Like, he shared that video with me. My mom was, like, sending me Facebook articles at school, and I was like, Mom, stop it. I'm in English class. I need to read this, but if she sees it, she's going to get angry at me. And, actually,
you know,
she wouldn't get angry, but the guest speaker might have, and I didn't want to make her mad because I don't know her. So, you know.
I wanted to ask you, Carrie Ann, what kind of vibe were you trying for with the song? Because to me, it sounded like one of those killer 80s power ballads. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
I really wasn't, when I wrote this song, I didn't have a specific vibe or anything in mind. I just sat down at the piano. I wrote it in about 45 minutes, top to bottom. I recorded it on my phone, and I sent it to my boyfriend because it was about him. And he was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. This is the best song you've ever written. And I was like, really? Okay, cool. And then I played it for my piano teacher. He loved it, and he was actually the one to produce it. His name is Andrew Weitz, and he's incredibly talented out here in Los Angeles. Has worked with some of the best, and he just really, really loved the song and wanted to invest in it. So he just jumped right in. I kind of gave him the feel that I wanted. I was going for kind of a bluesy country feel, kind of like very like old Patsy Cline, you know, that kind of vibe. And when it finished, it was just so different and so the same kind of vibe I was looking for, but even had something a little bit special about it that I was like, I'm not holding on to this. We got to get it out. We got to release it. So it was kind of cool. It was kind of a whirlwind in a way because I didn't have any time to second guess it, and I think that that's the best part about it. It all happened so fast. I wrote it the next day. I had class. I played it. You know, the next week we recorded it. So there wasn't a lot of room for second guessing or maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. It was just really organic. And I think that's, you know, really what makes the song so special to me. I listen back and I'm like, gosh, I'm so glad I didn't have time to change anything because as artists, we're never satisfied.
Oh, I agree. You know, and it's the same way with me. My writing, and you've seen some of my writing, I will tweak it to death, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's better if you don't, you know, don't fix it if it's not broken. And if you harp on something for too long, I have so many songs that I've had for so long that, like, they're nothing what they started like. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I just have a different song. But for this one, I'm really glad that it was able to just be as organic as possible and get it out as quick as possible. And the response has been really, really cool. It's been amazing. And it's only been not even a day yet, which is insane.
Oh, and I did leave a review of it on iTunes for you.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody
so
out there,
good.
If you buy it on iTunes, please, please review it because they won't give me an average until there's, like, enough people that review it. So
right.
Make sure
Cody
do that
is
when
so
you
good. Like, Cody is good at life. Like, okay, do you see how many happy to meet today?
Is he making you look bad? He's making you look bad today.
Yes, he
does
make me
like
look
on top
bad,
of
okay?
it.
Because, like, I go to school and I'm like, I'll just retweet his tweet instead of tweeting my own. And I'm at school and I'm like, Cody, you need to stop. You're making me look bad with, like, your 5,000 blog posts and your iTunes reviews and everything. And I'm over here, like, let me just retweet that. Because.
That's all right. Getting an education is just as important, but school does get in the way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like, okay, I go to school, I come home, and then I don't feel like doing anything but sleeping. So, like, all I want to do when I get home is, like, take a shower and, like, watch Law and Order and go back to sleep. And that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I feel you.
It makes me angry. So, you know, whatever. School
you
gets
know,
in the way. Public education system.
And I also heard through the grapevine on Twitter that somebody's birthday is coming up in a day or two.
Is Twitter
the grapevine
now? Are we calling that?
The Twitter vine.
The Twitter vine.
We will not put you through the torture of us singing happy birthday together because.
No.
Oh my God,
no,
I would love it. No, you guys said that would be amazing.
Okay. Cody, we can, I know what we can do. We have our own, we have a YouTube channel. Well, it's not created yet. I know the email address for it. That's part of the job. We're going to vlog on our YouTube because that's the hip thing to do these days, and I feel like people would care if we did because they listen to the show, so maybe they'll watch our videos. We'll upload a video singing happy birthday. Cody, you have to record
yes.
it and send it to me, and then I'll edit it together with my video on my computer, and I'll put it
I'll
on our
it.
Vlog channel. I know.
Alrighty, I'll do it.
Make sure you do it.
You know.
Oh, my gosh, amazing. Yeah, it's on Thursday, February 5th. It's my favorite day.
Awesome. We have, Cody, make sure you record horizontally or it won't fit in the frame on the internet.
Oh, I know. And adding to the big news, you're making quite a big move in a couple of months, aren't you?
You just stole my thunder. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I know, it's coming up. My boyfriend and I are making the move from Los Angeles to Nashville at the end of May, so we're hoping to be in, by June 1st in a place, and it's very, very exciting.
That's so exciting. You'll be my neighbor.
Yeah, I feel like it's the next step. I've really laid all the groundwork. I'm still doing work, you know, on other things I'd like to release even before then. But by the time I get there, I want everything to be as tip-top shape as it can be because there is nothing but huge talent and professionalism in Nashville, and I want to make sure that I respect that and fit into that world, and hopefully they accept me in the big capital of country music. So
yes.
I'm very, very excited.
I know
quite a few people out there at this point that I've made connections with. And so I'm not, we're not going, like, not knowing anybody. But yeah. It's going to be definitely an adventure. I've never lived anywhere except for California my whole life. So I lived in a desert, and then I lived in the city, but never a completely different state. So it's going to be very, very exciting. Yeah, I agree.
Well, I moved here because, I'm born in Alabama, and I lived there until I was 4. And then I lived in California for like a year and a half, 2 years. Then I went to Ohio, which I was there for 11 years, and then I came here. So it was a big difference because I live out in the sticks now, and it's a conservative place, and I'm from the city. And these people, I don't understand them because that's not how it was where I came from. And
you're
like,
so funny.
Okay.
You're opposite of me then, because I'm like a country girl at heart, and I feel completely a fish out of water in the city.
And see, I wish I could say the same thing, because I wish it was that way, but I'm like too city for this place. Like, I live outside of Nashville, and I live like 30 minutes from Nashville, but I am too city for this place. They don't, like, I feel like I would fit in so much better in the city, but I didn't like living there. Like, I like living here more. Everybody points it out. I'm like, stop it. I don't care that I wear this much makeup to school. Like, people are like, you're the only one that cares that much about how you look. Like, no, because where I came from, it was a big deal. Going to school, looking cute. Like, that's a big deal for me. And, like, we didn't have, okay, no offense to Southern people, because I'm not knocking them. I'm a Southern girl. I was born in Alabama, but where I came from, nobody at high school got pregnant. I didn't know that was a thing. And there's like 10 pregnant girls in my high school, and I was like, do they not talk about how that happens here? My mom was like, no, because where you live now, you live in a conservative place where they don't, like, address that at school. Like, you don't learn about it in school, and I learned about it in school.
Oh, well, I definitely disagree with that. They should, you know, get on their sex education there.
Exactly. Like, we learned so much in school, like, more than I needed to know. Like, some of that stuff you need to figure out on your own. I don't need to learn it at school. But these girls, I don't think they teach. They definitely don't teach it here. There's one class. Well, I'm taking a class now. Like, a family consumer science home ec type class. And if you take that, you, like, get sex education. But if you don't take that class, you don't learn about it. So people don't know how to get birth control without, like, asking their parents. People don't know stuff like that. So that's why we have so many pregnant girls and girls who already have babies that are in my high school. And I'm like, obviously.
At least you get to play with babies. I would love that. I love babies. I want to play with babies.
Yeah, I know. I love babies too, but I don't want one right now. But no, the principal.
You can play with your
friends. The principal's from up north, so he thinks that the way they did it up north was messed up. And, like, he's really strict about dress code and stuff because he didn't like the way it was when he worked in, like, Cincinnati. And I'm over here like, okay, obviously we were doing something right in Cincinnati because our students weren't pregnant. But don't say it. Don't say it, dude. Maybe you should hop on that because I think it's an issue that needs to be addressed. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. No, what I was going to actually say was when you come to Nashville, you're like going to be here like right after I graduate. Because I graduated May 15th. Holy guys, it's 100
awesome.
Days from today. But we will party, okay? Because I happen to know a place that nobody knows exists, even though they live here. That's downtown where I live. Well, it's like I'll kind of far from that. Not far, but like 30 minutes from Nashville where I live. And it's called The Hatchery, and it's like a hoedown. And you go there, and you, like, sign up, and then you rehearse with the band for a few minutes, and then they, like, go in rotation, and, like, all these old people go there, which is totally cool because I love old people. And they, like, line dance and stuff while you sing. It's so awesome.
How
so fun.
That would be super fun, yeah.
You have to go. Like, if you go, Cody will go because he will not drive 2 hours just to hang out with me. That's not happening. He does not drive that far to hang out with me every weekend, but if you were here, you would.
I don't live as close to Nashville as Emily does. I'm about 2.5 hours west of Nashville, so I don't live as close. But I mean,
but he's coming to my graduation, so I've convinced him to at least visit me once. Well, twice.
If I'm back from Texas in time.
Awesome. So it'll be fun. What?
If I'm back from Texas in time.
You'll be back from Texas by then because you're going to Texas in April. I got it all figured out.
Actually, going
anyways.
In May.
Oh, are you? You didn't tell me that. Thank
I thought I texted you that.
No, you didn't.
Huh, okay, whatever.
Maybe you did, but I don't pay that much attention. I do pay attention, but I sometimes read them and then I forget what they say. Anyways,
well, fine.
Could be me
and
my short-term memory. But also, what was the other thing I was going to say about Nashville? I forgot. My tangent got me all forgetting. I'm like, what I was going to say. I don't remember. Whatever. You know. Moving on. Because Emily can't remember what she was going to say because she's 80.
and speaking of Nashville, I have a relative in Nashville, and I go up there every chance I get. And Nashville is one of my favorite cities in the world. Seriously.
Awesome. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it, and I'm very, very excited, very anxious to get there, and I think we're going to make a trip in the next month just to kind of scout out where we're going to live and kind of make arrangements that way.
You can come visit me.
So.
No, seriously, I live this close, but I don't ever go there because the traffic's ridiculous. So I went once. I went shopping on Christmas Eve at Opry Mills Mall, and it was, like, the best thing because to get there, you literally have to, like, go through the parking lot at Opryland and buy the Ryman Auditorium. So that's awesome. I went shopping there. That's the biggest mall I've ever been to in my life, and I don't want to go back because it was, like, traumatic. The mall at Opry Mills is ridiculous. This is the biggest mall I've ever seen in my life. Like, they have a Chili's in this mall. They have a Chili's and, like, a Johnny Rockets and, like, some other restaurant in the mall. Not, like, branching off, in the mall. And, like, they have, like, the Victoria's Secret outlet, like, outlet size. Not, like, a little store, like, an outlet. And they have the Forever 21 outlet. It's huge.
Yeah,
like,
awesome.
There's a Bass Pro Shops is in this mall. Like, it's the biggest mall I've ever seen. I had to walk, like, five
that's
miles
amazing.
To get to the store. Like, I went in at one end, and I had to walk, like, 5 miles to get to Forever 21 on the other end.
That's crazy. I'm excited about that, too. I better save up
before
I can go on a shopping spree.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Are you ready for a surprise number two, Carrie-Anne?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love surprises. You guys are amazing.
Okay,
I don't know what you're doing, so don't say you guys.
Yes, you do, Em.
Oh, I do. That's right.
Hey, you know exactly what I'm doing.
I remember. Okay, I remember now. Don't give it away.
You know, as sort of a thank you for all the love and support that you showed us and for doing the show two times so far, I wanted to play a little something for you just to show our love back to you. And I apologize in advance for any tears.
No crying. We're not playing that game. Not today.
All right, here we go.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that his life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing too. All the ones who love you in the place you left, I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you, that's his life become.
So much. That was really nice. Thank you.
Are you crying? Oh my gosh, don't cry.
Yeah.
Cry.
Don't cry.
No, because if you make Cody cry, I'll be hearing about it for a week, and he'll be crying for a week, and I can't do that.
Exactly.
That's really sweet. I really appreciate you guys.
I'm so emotional. Your mom followed Cody on Twitter, and I followed her, and she better follow me back.
Yes, she did.
I followed your mom on Twitter, like, just so you know. Everyone followed Carrie-Anne's mom.
Yep.
No, but, seriously, okay. You should start watching General Hospital again, and then we can group text about it.
Yep.
Because we already group text, or we already text, so we might as well just turn it into a group text
group
about
text.
A TV
yep.
show.
Exactly.
Like, might as well. Your character came back. Jason came back. Favorite.
I love Jason.
He's back from the dead.
Is it the same actor?
I hate
when they change
guy.
Actors.
Uh-uh,
it's a different actor, but he's still hot. That's annihilation. Him and Sam have seen today. I'm really excited to watch them. Haven't watched them yet.
It's so confusing when they change actors. It's so confusing.
Yeah, it is, because they can't do flashbacks. They have to film new flashbacks because. But you guys, yeah, okay, you know what they did, though? Jason and Sam, that was my stuff back in the day, but okay. They did, like, when she saw him, like, he's a thief and stuff, and he doesn't know. He's, like, under mind control, you know, the same old thing. But she walked into the interrogation room and was, like, talking to him, and it was, like, the same time as they met, like, the first time, because that's how they met the first time. Like, she barged in and wanted to know what was going on, and so they kind of, like, redid it. And I'm, like, stop doing this to my emotions. She's not going to remember him. He's not going to know her. He had a face transplant. So, I mean, you know, he really did have a face transplant. I kid you not. Like, I'm for real. He had a face transplant.
He did have a face transplant.
Unfortunately, that's not a joke. Anyways.
Exactly.
You should tell. Okay, seriously, though, tell me when you're in Nashville, and we will figure something out.
I will definitely do that.
Because you said you're going to come, like, the next month or so. I'll have to show you around and, like, we could do lunch or whatever, and maybe Cody would drive here for that.
Yep.
Definitely. That would be amazing.
That would be
so
fun. Just let me know, and we'll figure it out.
We've only got a few seconds left. So, again, I just wanted to thank you for stopping by the show again today. And you know me and Em both consider you a dear friend. You know that.
Are you going to cry, Cody? Please don't cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. Not
even
today.
Though I wore waterproof mascara today.
Right.
No, leave it crying to me. I already got that out of the way.
That's normally my job, so don't even worry, because I'm the most emotional person. Like, I cry over everything. Like, I'm a mess, okay?
Yeah.
She knows. Carrie-Anne knows, because when all that drama went down with my favorite teacher, I was texting Carrie-Anne, and I was like, quick, I'm so sad. I'm crying. And then I was telling Cody, and I was crying on the phone to him. I cried on the phone to him like a week ago. Like, I'm a mess. We all know.
I think I'm going to let you go now, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you guys so much. And everybody out there, make sure to go get It's Okay on iTunes and review it for me, please. And take a look at the music video as well. I've tweeted the link, so we'll do it again. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's always such a fantastic time. And thank you so much for all of your love and support.
Thanks for coming. It's nice to have
some
people that want to come on the show.
You got it.
As you know, we love you.
Guys.
So, thanks.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
But that was awesome, wasn't it?
I kind of feel bad because we made her cry. Not going to lie. Earlier, okay, can we go back for a minute? Because when the show started and you were like, as I was saying off air, and the first thought in my head was, I can't share what I said off air.
No.
There was an
you can't share it at all.
If y'all want, well, I could, but I'm not going to because that's Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever said that is just messed up because she's my fave. Y'all, if you want to know, you can just tweet at me and I'll tell you the story. But it's a great story. It's just not appropriate and it's disgusting and y'all don't want to know because the person that did it.
It is pretty disgusting.
Oh, my Lord. It grosses me out. I'm like, oh, God. No, guys, I wasn't, like, assaulted or anything. It's just a gross story.
No.
Anyway. So, how's your life? We should do, like, a life update real quick because we have a few minutes.
My life is going to be pretty busy the next couple weeks.
Why the next 2 weeks? Me, too. I order my cat now tomorrow. I'm so excited.
You know, of course, a tomorrow's show and then Friday's show, so.
We have a show tomorrow.
Yep.
What do we do? Oh, the Emmy
noms. They Emmy prenoms.
Shit, I'm terrible.
I'm terrible.
I forget. Does Kathy know? I'm going to take Kathy out of this. But no, guys, I ordered my Kathy gown tomorrow, and I'm so excited. Like, they're coming from Dawson tomorrow. Dawson literally is, like, the reason for my debt. Like, those people, everything is so expensive. Like, Kathy gown, they want $75. That's a lot.
Wow.
For a cap and gown and a diploma cover, because that's expensive. I already owe them, like, $300 for a bunch of other crap I bought. Because I had to buy invitations, and I have a never-ending family. And I also had to buy a t-shirt.
Family.
I bought a t-shirt.
I've seen some experience.
Like,
I know this is probably true.
Yeah, he knows. I bought a book.
I know this is probably true.
I bought a t-shirt and a... I bought that cup that has everybody's name on it. And somebody's like, you're going all out since you just moved here. Like, okay. She's like, well, now you'll know everybody because you'll have a cup with their name on it. I owe them a lot of money already, and now I'm going to owe them more. Being a senior in high school is so expensive. Do you know how much senior pictures cost? Because they sent me mail over how much they want me to pay them. And, like, the small
packs. It's 10 years ago for me. So they probably rose.
Yes.
Since I was in high school, the prices have probably gone way up since I was in high school.
The deluxe package of pictures with, like, everything in it is, like, $568.
Oh, my God.
I didn't buy that. I'm not buying their pictures. I just bought my formal pictures. I didn't buy the casuals because they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't suck, but they're nothing great. So, yeah, it's expensive being a senior. But it's fun, so that's okay. It's 100 days until graduation. I'm so excited.
Nice.
And then I get to, then Carrie Ann's gonna move to Nashville and we get to party like it's 1999.
Oh my God, that's gonna be so cool.
I know, right? She'll be so close, and she's gonna be here next
month.
That's
gonna be so cool.
I'm thinking Olive Garden in Nashville. That's what I'm feeling. Emily's feeling Olive Garden.
Oh my God, I like Olive Garden.
When are
you going
downtown? Can we not talk about chicken Alfredo? Because I'm really bitter that I haven't had that baked Alfredo thing in over a week. Like 2 weeks, I haven't had that.
I'm going out of town. May the 17th, I think. So.
Oh, cool. You'll be in. So you're not leaving until after my graduation.
I think so.
You leave May 17th. I graduate. It's either the 14th or 15th. I don't keep up.
I'm going to, I think, May 17th.
Yeah, that's good that you're not going until afterwards. But I'm going to be so busy. Guys, there won't be shows that week because homegirls went to party. Like,
exactly.
I'm going to go to Alabama and throw a party. Like, I was going to throw a party here, but my family's there, so I'm going to throw a party there. And I'm going to go to the beach, maybe. I don't know where I'm going yet for my senior trip. And people think it's weird that I don't want to take my senior trip with my friends. Like, I want to go with my family.
Exactly.
I don't
want
to go with my friends because my friends are retarded, and then they'll get drunk, and I'll have to, like, haul them out of wherever we go. And I'm not old enough to party. Like, I'm not old enough to get into places. I'm only 17. But
exactly.
My grandparents and my parents
but
and
your
I
time will come.
Both shores. Yeah, exactly. When I
turn 18, will come.
When I turn 18, you and I, party.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I still can't really do much at 18. You still can't even drink. Now that I'm like an alcoholic or want to drink, but if I was still
exactly.
home, it's not legal. But when Cody turns 30, I'll be 19, and I might look like I'm 21. I know there's a place on White, if anyone was in Dixon, there's a place on White Bluff Road that does not card, and I don't know that because I tried to buy something. I know that because several of my friends buy things there, and they don't card. So if anybody's looking for ways to get underage things, go to the White Bluff Road Shell Station.
Okay.
Now you all know where you can go.
Promoting underage drinking on the show, okay.
Yeah, if anybody wants to know, we're promoting underage drinking.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's what we do.
Oh, this show took an interesting turn, all of a sudden.
Isn't it always? No, I'm so tired.
Well,
not
that interesting.
I'm holding my eyelids up. I'm literally having to hold my eyes up. When you were talking, like, when you were playing music both times, I had my phone on speakerphone so I could, like, look at Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then
oh,
when
I
the
did
song
too.
Was over, I came back both times.
Of course, I have this hands-free headset now, so it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, we all know, because you're badass with your hands-free headset. Shut up.
Hands-free headset, I love this thing.
No, guys, okay, so since we were talking about it on Friday night, I'm just going to give you all an update on the cute boy that you're not going to know his name ever unless I date him, guys, because I'm not going to announce that. But,
nope.
Update. I saw him
the boy.
For, like, 5,000 times. It was amazing. So we had homeroom for an hour, and we walked all the way in, and then we walked all the way back. Then he walked into my car. He held the door for me. That is so hot, okay? Man. If you're listening, hold the damn door for the ladies.
Hold the door, lady.
If
exactly.
You're an asshole, if she holds the door for you, that pisses me off. Like, she should not have to hold the door. Hold the doors for your woman, or your gonna-be woman, or whatever. If you're interested in a girl, or even if you're not, hold the door open.
Or just do it.
For her. Step in front of
exactly.
her and open the door for her, because that's what he did. And I was like, let's have babies. Not really,
exactly.
but I was like, let's
you know,
swing on it, because I'm done. I don't need another man.
You know, you want to announce our slight change to the show schedule?
Oh, guys, yes. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be in that play, but I'm assuming I am. Guys, announcement. I'm going to be in a play, assuming I get cast, which why wouldn't they cast me? I'm amazing.
Which you probably will.
did you hear what I said? I said, why wouldn't they? I'm amazing. But
yeah.
The show will
no argument
will
there.
We'll run, thank you. We rehearse Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, so we will. Our regular shows will be on Wednesday nights, and then our recaps will still be on Fridays. But the only days we'll be having shows would be a Wednesday, a Friday, or Saturday from now, well, from, like, February 15th on,
until
whatever.
And another quick update.
April 25th.
Yes. Another quick update. When M goes off to college, this will not be the end of our partnership.
Yeah, nothing's changing. I would cry my eyes out.
Are we going to continue this thing for as long as we can?
Yeah, I told him. Okay, guys, here you have to know our pact because it's not real until everybody knows. If we hit 10 years, I told Cody we should get matching tattoos.
Okay, I'm down
we're
for
still,
it.
Okay, honestly, if we're still in the air and we're still best friends, well, why wouldn't we be best friends? Like, we just keep getting closer and closer. So
if
honestly,
we're still speaking to each other in 10 years.
Which we will be. That's not even funny. Don't play me like that.
Yes.
In 10 years, well, not in 10 years. 10 years, like 10 years of the show. This just hit 2 years in August, so 8 more years.
In 2022.
Wow, jeez, that's a long time. if we're still best friends, which I don't, like, want to even think about us not being best friends, because you can be my best friend until I die or you die or whatever. That was morbid, but whatever. So, radio show happens for 10, well, I feel like it should be a best friend pact, regardless of what's happening with the show, but either way, radio show slash staying best friends.
Junior radio show.
If we weren't friends, we wouldn't be doing this, so whatever. 10 years, so 2022, August, what's the date of the show? August 20th?
August 20th.
August 20th, 2022, we will go get matching. Well, after we do our radio show, we will go get matching tattoos. I was looking for some the other day, guys, because I'm planning everything early. I was on Pinterest looking for tattoos that have dates on them. And I can't read Roman numerals because I'm a dumbass. Like, I was trying to read them, and I was like, what the hell does that say? I can't read Roman numerals because they don't teach that in school anymore. Like, hello, they don't teach that. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So I didn't.
You know,
I was like, well, we can't have Roman numeral tattoos because I can't read it.
Next week on the show. You want to announce this next week on the show? We have...
Next week on the show, do you want me to do it or do you want
to
do it? You do it.
Okay. We have the creator of the web series The Bay, Gregory Martin, along with maybe a couple other surprise guests.
We'll see.
That you might want to stick around for these surprise guests. You might want to stick around for
Hell yeah, you do, because you guys will be hyped. Can we talk about the fact that I love Gregory Martin just because he has amazing hair? Like, oh, okay, guys, funny story. I took a selfie earlier at Kroger's with the Soaps and Depths that has Tyler Christopher in it. Well, he's not the centerfold, but he's like two pages after it. And
right.
It's like his full page. It's a full page of him, and I took a selfie with it. And I was going to post on my Instagram, selfie with Bay. I just haven't done it yet. But it's so funny. Like, I took that picture, and Megan's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to put it on Instagram and say selfie with my Bay. But
selfie with Bay.
Selfie with the husband.
Selfie with the wannabe husband.
Yeah. Kirsten Storms and Brandon Barash are the centerfold, and they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
They're the centerfold in Soaps and Depths right now, and they're so cute. And she has the best hair. I'm so jealous. She's not happy. Guys, nobody understands why brunettes struggle. Well, brunettes do, but people who really aren't brunettes, or people who are faking it, or people who are blonde, or any other color, I hate you, because brunette life sucks. Okay, first of all, you shed everywhere. But you don't ever know this unless you're a brunette, because you can't
Ouch.
See it. Oh my God, I'm like a puppy. I like, my hair falls out. Like, I have really long hair, so it's obvious my hair falls out. And then, if you get your my eyebrows piss me off, okay? I do my eyebrows like once a week. Like, I do my own eyebrows, but I do my eyebrows, and then I think they look great. And then today, I haven't done my eyebrows in a while. I'm trying to grow them back because I kind of got tweezer happy, but that's not the point. I was in the car driving home, and I had a little mirror down. I was not driving and looking in the mirror, guys. I was at a red light. And I looked in there, and I was like, my eyebrows are out of hand. Like, what the heck is wrong with my eyebrows? And then I was like, I'm a brunette. And I look like that, and I didn't notice.
I am.
Natural light. I'm done bitching now, I swear.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll probably text you later, okay?
Because what can follow that story about my brunette problems? Nothing.
Exactly. I'll probably text you later.
Oh, tomorrow night, we should do an announcement reel, like 30-second announcement reel. Tomorrow night, pre-nomination show
with
Kathy.
With Kathy, hopefully.
I texted her and told her she was doing it. She said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, TH recap, probably. I don't know, though, because I'll text you and tell you why. And then Tuesday, Gregory Martin. I have an audition that night, guys, so I'll probably be... I'm going to ask to go first because of that, but if not, I'll be at my audition and also doing the show at the same time.
Sweet.
That can be my monologue.
My
monologue can be me on the phone with Gregory Martin.
All right, I think I'm going to let you go and wrap up here.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, girl.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Carrie Ann Jean. As Emily was saying a few minutes ago, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern, we have our second annual Daytime Emmy pre-nomination discussion with our good friend Kathy, and hopefully another caller or two will call in, and Tuesday at 6 p.m., and Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have Gregory Martin of The Bay, and I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.